You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
This is quickly becoming the one-hit wonder show.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically what we're asking.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are the number one Eagle show in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. the number one Philly show in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. the number one Sixer show in Philadelphia.
We are.
And the number one Flyers show in Philadelphia.
We are.
And we prove that with Flyers and 50 with our... Now, Broads, are we calling you Broads or Hunter Brody? Which one are we calling you?
We're going with Broads. By the way, I am pissed off right now. You have no clue.
Oh, wow.
Like, I can feel my toes actually curling thinking about this 44 seconds that will be delightful.
So...
Well, it won't be the first time.
With Broads... Yeah, did Broads' toes curling for 44 seconds? Sounds like a longer time than necessary.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Every time we're making sex jokes, every time I'm on.
Welcome to the show, buddy. Welcome to the show. It's either that or fart, you know, one of the two. So, okay. So the way that Flyers and 50 with Broads works is Broads gets 50 seconds to talk about the Flyers because we are the number one Flyers show. If they lose in between, you know, in between Flyers and 50s, you lose 2 seconds. If they win, you gain 2 seconds. They're 0-3 since your last appearance, so you only get 44 seconds, Broads.
Yeah, not good. last time we spoke, I was angry that I only had 50 seconds.
Right, they deserve
now,
it this
actually,
time?
I'm honored that I have 44 seconds.
You are lucky we brought you back, buddy. I mean, you might be ruining the Flyers season.
They're a disgrace.
All right. Here we go. It is time for Flyers in 50.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
All right. If I'm going to rip Nick Sirianni, I got to rip Torts. Are they ready to play? Do they look like they take the ice with a purpose? He scratches Forster. This team can't even score with him out there. You're going to take out a goal scorer? Oh, and Tippett's missing the net. TK can't bury. The team can't score. And not only that, their power play sucks. And Torts knew that all last year. So he enters the year knowing with the man advantage, they got to start putting the puck in the net. And it got worse. It somehow got even worse. He's putting Mitch Koff with four liners. He's pissing off the captain. I mean, I'm getting sick of it. We're, what, 5-6 games in? They're on a 5-game losing streak.
Oh, there we go.
Bro, that was pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to need more than one Mitch Koff reference. Come on.
Man. Know your audience.
I mean, he's got 5 points in 6 games. He's the only one who's showing up. I'm angry. So I got to start throwing shots at everybody else involved. And I'm not messing around. This John Tortorella thing, you know, keep an eye. Keep an eye. I saw them fire Lobby after 3 or 4 games into the season.
Yeah, well, listen, I tell you, bro, it's far be it from me to be the hockey guy.
Yeah.
But I gave Torts 3 years. I said, I don't know if he's here after 3 years, man. His leash is always short. And quite frankly, bro, when a team loses 3 in a row, I think you deserve more time. You need more time to get this off your chest, man.
All right. Then I'm going to make an executive decision. Broads, okay. I'm giving you 10 more seconds right now. Go.
Right now? Okay. All right. How about this? The fact that you're giving up shorthanded goals when Ovechkin takes a penalty, you should be able to produce and get the barn jumping. Instead, the complete opposite happens, and you deflate. You deflate the whole building.
Here we go again.
That's what I got, boys.
I love it. This is the best,
right.
Man.
Well, we appreciate you.
Show. Yeah. Right.
It's like, have a great show.
There you go. You can, when are you on next, bro?
I'm on tonight, baby. 10 o'clock. Don't turn the dial.
Oh, there you go.
Broads is on tonight. And you can follow Broads on Twitter at Broads81. So
yes.
There you go. Thank you, Broads.
We appreciate it, Broads.
You know, I thought... With all
that's
of
a
the,
good segment, man.
It's so in on Flyers and yeah. 44.
Yeah. Yes, I love it.
If he's going to be like that, I'm looking forward to it.
Rip the coach? We're a big rip the coach
Start ripping us.
He's ripping everybody.
Yep.
He's fired
well,
up.
You know, if you're a big Flyers fan heading into this season, they weren't supposed to be good yet, but there was supposed to be some promise. And when you start off like this, having watched a lot of process, you know, seasons start off in a very difficult way. I just
like 0-33, 0-30, what was it?
It just, well, they lost. They weren't 0-N, were they?
It was, well, maybe it was 1-30.
Yes. Yeah. Is well, I feel bad
That's
for the Flyers.
That's impressive to do, actually.
Yes. I remember they beat the Lakers. It was during Kobe's, well, the streak ended with, it was Kobe's farewell tour.
So did. I remember that.
Yes. I remember my wife looking at me in our living room as I'm watching the game, and I was so happy. Like they had won the championship or something. I had a tear in my eye. She's like, what are you so happy for? I'm like, they won. They never win. Well,
that's when they had to go get Ish Smith.
They did.
Save the season.
So, well, I love Flyers in 50. Thank you, Broads, for filling up 54 seconds. We gave him 54 seconds. Uh-oh. Can you hit the breaking news thing?
Breaking news.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry for taking the Lord's name in vain.
No, it's okay.
All right.
What is as big as this?
Per Shams Charania. Okay. The NBA is likely to commence an investigation into the Philadelphia 76ers surrounding the player participation of All-Star center Joel Embiid, sources told ESPN. More to come on NBA Today on ESPN right now.
I'm just riffing, baby.
Holy cow, man. See, this is... Hold up.
They tried to do load management one time. And they're getting investigated.
Let me ask you this.
Well, now...
This is going to be awesome. Better.
Okay.
I'm wondering if, obviously, you got national people talking about it. If the Sixers are sending a message that he's healthy.
And other teams are asking, why is he not playing?
Yes, why is he not playing? So that's really what's happening.
So I think what is really happening here, rather than, I know that the appearance is, oh, the Sixers are doing something, they're hiding something, they're doing something nefarious. I think what's actually happening is teams are penalized for sitting healthy players.
Mm-hmm.
And they get frustrated when they are sitting healthy, and especially this particular organization. So when a team like this is doing this and they say he's healthy, other teams are like, well, we have to play our players. Why are we not playing? Yep. Why are they not playing their player? And I just as a little piece of information and advice to the Philadelphia 76ers, you should have gotten ahead of this. Should have gotten ahead of it 2 weeks ago. Said, here's how far he is away from playing. He's rehabbing his knee. He had knee surgery whenever. He re-aggravated it, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But they chose not to. So now I don't think anything will come of this, really. But it's just, it makes everything more annoying again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, I'm sure the NBA will want to know, is he injured or not?
Right. Like, what's going on here, guys?
Yeah, they don't want to know if he's injured or not. Then when you say he's not, they're like, okay, well, why is he not playing then?
Yes. Now, and the interesting to note, the Kawhi thing happened before these rules.
Yes.
Caused these rules.
But it caused the, yes, caused these rules.
Well,
yes.
It was the Spurs who did it first. The Spurs were doing it first. The Spurs were doing the whole load management thing first. They won the championship.
Yep.
That was another Kawhi year, actually. And then they came up with these rules because people were rightly frustrated that they were buying tickets. And I'm sure the Sixers, or the NBA, has also heard those complaints for customers. So we'll get back to your calls right after Ike tells you this.
I almost forgot. Hey, did you know there's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second at Elite Acura during the Elite Fall for All event? Now, they're rolling into fall with unbelievable savings on their selection of over 175 new Acuras. You can lease a new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for $319 a month, but that's not all. They're taking it to the next level with a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer on top. You can also lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these offers and more during the Elite Fall for All event going on right now at Elite Acura. Head over. They're on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Tell them Ike sent you. Or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. Call them. 567-908-0528 for all for details. He likes when I says call him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right. So I'm going to present a number to you that has not been fact-checked. It was just something somebody tweeted to me. I want to present to you both.
Okay.
In regard to Embiid. Mm-hmm. This came from Tim on Twitter. Since coming to the Phillies, Bryce Harper misses an average of 41 games per season.
Uh-oh.
Which is 25% of the season.
Don't like where this is going.
Close to 275 games missed the last 6 years. About the same percentage of games Embiid misses every year. So... I have mentioned a double standard. Why does Bryce not get labeled with the same injury-prone brush that Joel does?
I think he's starting to. I think people are
starting.
They're starting to talk.
Not as bad, but you're right. It's starting to get there
because he has some freak ones too. Like I know Embiid got hit in the face, and Bryce
has been hit, with two pitches, right?
Yeah, one was off the wrist, and one was off his face.
Yeah.
But he survived that one. Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to, I think people just trust Bryce more. And I think that they like how hard he plays the game.
Mm. Selectively.
Is that you? Is that your...
That's selectively.
Yeah, is that your take on this?
Well, our whole take is that they need a Pete Rose.
to compliment.
Yeah, but isn't Bryce...
He's supposed to be the Pete Rose.
Isn't he the Pete Rose?
He's supposed to be.
Who's the Pete Rose?
Only thing I can think of is... Baseball, he plays more games still.
Yeah, I think people just don't. Part of it is people don't pay the same amount of attention.
You can miss 30 games of baseball and you still feel like you watched the entire season.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's part of it.
Also, and I mean, as a viewer, like you can miss watching 30 games and still feel like you've watched the whole year and you see Bryce out there for 125 games.
Sure.
You just feel like you watched him all year.
I also think there's this notion that Embiid's broken down by the time the playoffs start and Bryce traditionally
is usually
plays
healthy.
Better,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that does matter. That matters. That's a good point there, young buck. That probably matters more than anything is that Bryce is usually not injured going into the postseason.
Well, and I do think, and I said this in the middle of the season when Bryce started struggling again with injury stuff. I think it was when the back thing happened and we had the hamstring and then we had the elbow thing, is the Phillies need to start planning they need another best player.
Right.
The same way the Sixers have in that, but I think they might need to, the Sixers went and got a 34-year-old. I think this is when you have to start thinking about, okay, Bryce is heading into a new era of his career, which we have been part of already with all these injuries, where we may need to plan. If Bryce is smart, I know no one's going to like this, but if the Phillies are smart with Bryce, they will start managing him in the way that the Sixers are thinking about managing Embiid,
right,
and give Bryce off more days so he's not, because he just feels like physically broken down to me. Just he has so many little ailments, and I think it's He's been in the league since for 11 or 12 years, how many years it is.
Yep.
He's got a very, very, very
violent swing.
Mm-hmm. When he is playing hard, he plays very, very hard, even maybe to his detriment sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think they're just going to have to understand that instead of having him play 120 games because he had three nagging injuries, maybe you try to avoid those nagging injuries. And I know he was good during the playoffs this year, but we did have a scare with one of those injuries 3 weeks before the playoffs, yeah, where he hadn't hit a home run in a month because of these injuries. So that's something that they're going to have to look at moving forward, you know? And I'm sure they're aware of it too. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good day, man.
What up?
What up, Chris?
What up? So let me get into the Sixers a little bit, and then I get a couple bones to pick. But, you know, the Sixers, the problem is that they're tone deaf and wrong. You know, they are trying to figure out why we don't trust them. Now we got even more evidence not to trust them. The league doesn't trust them. But they kept telling us to trust the process. You know, then you know, they threaten to go to Jersey, you know, and be fraudulent to move to Jersey. Like, that's not a shot at you.
Spike,
no offense. I didn't take offense to it.
We just watched the Phillies collapse on us. Sorry, Jack, but it's true. And then we're dealing with the Nick Sirianni nonsense. So this fan base, we are looking for somebody to just catch the ire of our eye. And the Sixers graciously waved their hand and said, look at us.
Yeah, I think that's true. And we said when the Phillies lost, when they did, at some point on this show, we said, oh no, the Sixers, they could have had cover right now. If the Phillies had a run, they could have had some cover, and they don't. Not only do they not have cover, I think you're right in that they have made everybody more annoyed than they would have been. So I think that definitely contributes a little bit to it.
Yeah, tragic missteps. A couple of points of reference here. Goddard's 29.
Okay.
Jack, not 32.
That's a big difference.
Well, his career might as well be over. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the movie you were thinking of with Macaulay Culkin's The Good Son.
All right, that was yes. 2 hours ago, Chris. Yeah. Lock in.
Listen, just about accountability here, right? You know, that's what I'm doing, all right? Trying to keep people accountable.
All right.
Worm, man, the breaking news. I'm going to enjoy this Sixer season so much. And you keep going back to Bryce. Keep going back to that well because it makes it more enjoyable. It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
Wait, what are you saying now? Are you saying that the Sixers worm is that what you're? Oh.
Yeah, the Sixers worm. Well, listen, the season didn't even start yet, and we're already getting breaking news. But anyway. Yeah.
Hey, what did I say about Bryce Harper that was wrong, by the way?
A lot of things. We don't have time for all
that.
No.
Just now, because you brought it up. What was wrong?
Oh, no, you were just taking shots at him.
No,
you
know, I wasn't. I wasn't.
He doesn't play, so why does he get a pass? In my opinion.
Well, what's wrong about what I said?
Totally different seasons, a lot longer, so you expect that. And then here's the other thing. Here's why Bryce does get a pass, though. In the playoffs, he does show up in some of the biggest moments. Now
some of the biggest moments he doesn't show up, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
Joel, you haven't gotten us past the second round, and our lasting burned in our brain highlight of Joel in the playoffs was when him and Harden walked up and down that court, and he has not undid that, and that's the problem. That's why he's stuck in the position where he is. Hey, guys, I don't know if you want a little give Jack a heads up on Eagles Insider, but I did swear to you that there's no way they're bringing Redick back, and I told you the problem with Pops, they don't like Pops. And Jack actually started texting me, he's probably trolling me, saying, hey, look, you know, we're getting conflicting reports,
yep,
your legacy's on the line. And it turns out, no, he re-signed, and he did not come back. So,
No. You, if you had really had an insider with the Redick thing, somebody would have told you that they couldn't trade for Redick, which we found out after your report.
Mm-hmm.
And your report about Isaiah Rodgers was wrong.
That's what they were saying. That's what they were saying. So anyway, here's what I'm going to leave you with my answer to your question. Okay?
Yes.
And Spike, I wonder if you had these pants. How about we go with the guy that was king of the castle for a short while in our time frame, MC Hammer.
MC Hammer's a good one.
MC Hammer pants?
That is a good one.
Well, MC Hammer, Hold on, was he? Yeah, I guess so.
It wasn't a long time.
Yeah, it wasn't. No,
he had a few hits.
He got rich and got broke all in about the same 5-year period.
Yes.
Yeah.
Too Legit to Quit, my favorite MC Hammer song with Dion in the video.
Oh, that's your favorite one?
Yes.
Too Legit to Quit. Yeah.
I love...
Oh, that was the Falcon song. That was
Because I love those Falcons. I had a Dion jersey when I was a kid.
Dion, Andre Rison.
Yeah. You guys root for our teams? I mean, holy cow.
I do. But I look, I'm a sportsman, unlike you. I respect
you
the sport.
You did tell the listeners you've been following sports for 40 years.
Yes, and I'm a sportsman. I don't know about you, but I'm a sportsman. I respect talent when I see it.
You know, he's talking about, he wasn't really talking about the Hammer pants. He's talking about MC Hammer.
Yes.
Okay.
But I did not have Hammer pants. Did you?
No, I never had the Hammer pants.
I did not have Hammer
pants. The Hammer is real, for real.
Yeah, Turn His Mother Out was my MC Hammer song.
Another great tune.
Especially the video.
Yes.
Yo, Hammer, they say you ain't hitting in New York. Yeah, man, that was my jam, man.
Turn this mother out.
All right. Yes.
Coming up next, a guy who did have the Hammer pants, that is Brian Baldinger. We'll find out what Baldy thinks of the Eagles shifting to a quote-unquote running team, and is their defensive performance real? They played two bad offensive teams. Is the defensive improvement real? Baldy is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.